This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode 53 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're launching something completely different. If you've been following along with our recent episodes, you know I typically take you on comprehensive deep dives into SEO strategies, Google Maps optimization, Google Business Profile Management, and GEOAI services. Those in-depth discussions will definitely continue when we start the new year. But for the next 12 weeks, I'm shifting into a faster-paced format designed to give you immediate wins you can implement right now. Instead of spending 30 to 40 minutes exploring every angle of a topic, these episodes will be focused, actionable, and designed to fit into your busy schedule as a practicing chiropractor. Each week, I'll give you 2 to 3 specific strategies you can execute immediately if you're willing to put in the work. Think of these as your weekly marketing assignments, quick wins that compound over time to create real growth in your practice. We're starting with Tier 1 strategies from our local SEO framework, which, as you remember, is all about starting local and winning local. Your Google Business Profile is the foundation of everything else you'll build. And today, I want to give you 3 specific actions you can take to strengthen your local presence this week. Strategy number 1. Master the weekly Google post strategy. Your Google Business Profile isn't a set-it-and-forget-it tool. It's a dynamic platform that Google rewards when you keep it active and engaging. Most chiropractors set up their profile and never touch it again, but that's leaving serious opportunities on the table. Here's what I want you to do starting this week. Every Tuesday and Friday, publish a Google post that serves your potential patients. But don't just post random content. Each post needs to address a specific pain point or concern that brings people to your practice. For example, instead of posting, "We treat back pain," create a post that asks the question, "Woke up with a stiff neck after sleeping wrong?" This happens when your cervical spine gets compressed during sleep. Our gentle adjustment techniques can provide immediate relief and prevent it from happening again. Call today to schedule your evaluation. Notice the difference? You're identifying a specific problem, explaining what causes it, and positioning yourself as the solution. Then always include a clear call to action that drives them to take the next step. The key is consistency. Google's algorithm favors businesses that stay active on their platform. When you post regularly, you're telling Google that your business is current, relevant, and deserving of higher rankings in local search results. Strategy number 2, transform every patient interaction into a review opportunity. Reviews are one of the strongest ranking factors for local SEO, but most chiropractors approach this completely wrong. They wait for reviews to happen naturally, or they send generic follow-up emails asking for feedback. Both approaches fail because they don't account for human psychology. You need to ask for reviews at the perfect moment, which is immediately after you've delivered a positive outcome for a patient, right after they tell you how much better they feel, or when they mention they can finally sleep through the night. That's your moment. Here's the exact approach I want you to use. Say something like this: "I'm so glad we were able to help you get back to doing the things you love, Mr. Thompson. You know, one of the ways other people in our community find the help they need is through reading about experiences like yours on Google. Would you mind taking a couple minutes to share how you're feeling now compared to when you first came in?" Notice I'm not asking them to help my business. I'm asking them to help other people in the community who are dealing with similar issues. People want to help others, and when you frame the request this way, you'll get significantly more positive responses. Then make it easy for them. Send them the direct link to your Google review page via text message while they're still in your office. Don't wait until they get home and forget about it. Strategy number 3, audit your business information. This might sound basic, but I audit Google Business Profiles regularly and find critical errors that are costing practices new patients every single day. Your business information needs to be absolutely perfect and completely consistent across the entire web. Start with what we call your NAP data, name, address, and phone number. This information must be identical everywhere it appears online. If your Google Business Profile lists your address as 123 Main Street, Suite 200, but your website shows 123 Main Street, Suite 200 with different punctuation, Google gets confused about which version is correct. That confusion directly impacts your local search rankings. But here's where you can really separate yourself from your competition. Most chiropractors fill out the bare minimum on their Google Business Profile. You need to complete every single section available to you. Add your specific business hours, including any special holiday hours. Upload high-quality photos of your office exterior, your treatment rooms, your team, and your equipment. Write a compelling business description that naturally includes the specific conditions you treat and the areas you serve. Then add the attributes that describe your practice. Things like wheelchair accessibility, whether you accept walk-ins, if you offer same-day appointments, or if you have evening hours available. These attributes help you show up in more specific searches and give potential patients the exact information they need to choose you over a competitor. Don't forget to specify your service areas if you serve multiple cities or neighborhoods. This is crucial for showing up when people in those areas search for chiropractic care. All right, here's what I want you to do before our next episode. Pick one of these three strategies and implement it completely this week. Don't try to do all three at once. Pick one, execute it properly, then move to the next one. If you choose the Google Post strategy, schedule your first two posts for this week and commit to the Tuesday and Friday schedule going forward. If you focus on reviews, start asking every satisfied patient this week using the approach I outlined. If you choose the business information audit, spend an hour this week going through every section of your Google Business Profile and making sure everything is complete and accurate. These aren't complicated strategies, but they require consistent execution. The chiropractors who commit to implementing these fundamentals will see their local search visibility improve within weeks. Now, if you're thinking this sounds like more work than you want to handle on top of running your practice, I completely understand. Managing local SEO properly does require ongoing attention and expertise. That's exactly why we built DC Rank around helping chiropractors systematically dominate their local markets while they focus on patient care. If you'd rather have professionals handle your local SEO strategy so you can concentrate on what you do best, visit dcrank.com to learn more about how we can help. Next week, I'll be back with three more Tier 1 strategies that build on what we covered today. We're going to talk about leveraging your Google Business Profile in ways most chiropractors never consider, including some advanced techniques that can dramatically increase your visibility in local search results. Remember, small consistent actions compound into major results over time. Pick one strategy from today's episode and implement it this week. Your future patients are searching for you right now, and these strategies will help ensure they find you instead of your competition. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others, I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.